Live from the Florida Blue practice fields, Jaguars.com live. JP Shadrick with Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. You can get in the show at Jaguars, at JP Shadrick, at John Osier. And we're live at OTA
practice,
though we can't show it.
Right. And that's an important thing to remember. There's team stuff going on. There's strategic thing. As open as this franchise is, maybe the most open franchise in the NFL, there is a limit to what we're going to be able to show in terms of strategy. There still are football games to be won, in case you've forgotten, JP, which you will forget every now and then.
We've got to remind everybody and get them back on the straight and narrow again. Here's the Jaguars this week. Of course, OTAs have started. The off-season program well underway, and the energy is still here. And, you know, just a view of practice yesterday. Mm-hmm. The rookie minicamp was energized and such, and there were fans. But even without the fans yesterday, with the veterans back in the field for the first time, with everybody together, quite a big pulse of energy out here.
And in my limited way, that's what I tried to write in the editorial for Jaguars.com, was that, no, there weren't 8,000 people here yesterday or 6,000. But in talking to the veterans after that, and you were in the locker room as well, there was sort of a professional excitement, I would call it, that's fair. To Sendarik Marks, you talked to Red Bryant, and they know there's work to be done, and they know that this is probably not the most talented roster in the NFL, but they also know that the moves have been made have been positive, and that the moves are ones that have a chance to bring about that continued energy. And I think that's what you felt in the locker room of, yeah, this was cool. Let's see over the next few weeks what this is really going to bring. And it's a veteran excitement. And if the veterans are even a little bit excited in this league, you get some jaded guys. If they're even a little bit excited, then you know something real is going on. And I think that's what I felt yesterday, and you probably felt the same.
Well, and it goes back to free agency.
Right.
When Gus and Dave are going around selling this place to free agent guys, and they're finally in here, and they realize that, oh, that wasn't just a sales pitch.
And if there's a theme, I think anybody who's talked about this team, and we've talked to so many national guys in this offseason, if there's a theme within what you just said, it's that it's not as hard to sell as maybe it was last year. That the sell is getting easier, and that there are people out there talking about this franchise who are selling it for them. And that means players. That means guys like Red Bryant talking to his guys in Seattle who know guys. Those guys talking to other guys. It's becoming where it's not as much of a, hey, we have to go out and convince you Jacksonville's cool. It's like the players are saying, hey, this is pretty cool down here. Let's see what happens next. And again, I think that's the theme of OTAs is let's see how all this is going to fit together and let's see what is going to happen next going into training camp.
This is Jaguars.com live. JP Shadrick with John Osier. The reason you're not seeing practice is that media is not allowed to show practice, including the folks in-house. So look after practice for some reports from practice, and even that is limited because actually most teams in the league, as we just mentioned, don't even allow media to watch the full OTA practices. Let's go to social media. Steve Wilkin, SWilks21, asking, what do you notice is the biggest difference from last year's start of OTAs to this year's? And for me, just to jump ahead of you.
No, go ahead, JP. You're good.
Please, allow me. It's just the newness around here.
Right.
There's so many new faces from last year and guys that have experience that are new faces. A lot of last year was real young guys coming in, bottom of the roster churn. Is that accurate?
Yeah, and I would put a little twist on that because that's my job to put a little twist on it, that there's newness, but there's also not a feeling. At the start of training camp and OTAs last year, you got a feeling talking to veterans that they were sort of hoping that what they were hearing from Gus was real.
Right, yeah.
It was almost too good to be true. It's like, wait a minute, this guy, this is what it's about. I don't want to say it's easy, but it's this simple. This is what we have to do. Well, now when you talk to guys like Mercedes Lewis and you talk to guys like Red Bryant, who obviously knew Gus, Sendarik Marks. Sendarik probably said it best yesterday. He said, now we sort of know after what happened at the end of last season that it's going to work. There's some confidence. You're coming in and you're saying, all right, I get it. Let's go. Now, certainly the new guys are going to have that same buy-in period in this realization. It's like anything in life. You have to get used to something and figure out, okay, this is real. Here's how I'm going to walk in this process. But you've got enough veterans who get it, that it's more of a feeling of, okay, we got the learning stuff out of the way, the rough draft stuff, if you will.
Yeah.
Now it's time to go out and play and see how good this can start getting. So I think that's why there's that professional excitement we talked about, because there's an assuredness that we know this can work. And that's kind of a neat thing after not having that for a while around here.
We're live from the Florida Blue practice fields outside of Everbank Field. The second of 10 OTA practices behind us, actually a couple of fields away out of your view for a reason. J.P. Shadrick with John Osier.
And if I can offer a spoiler alert, yeah. I'm going to be away from this camera for about 5 minutes. Good for the viewer. Sunscreen will be going on at that point because it is hot. It's a good day.
You might need to add some here. Well, Brian Sexton will join us, senior correspondent for Jaguars.com. Mike DiRocco, ESPN.com, scheduled as well. John, let's talk quarterbacks. That was a big story yesterday, mm-hmm. the first practice in. Not necessarily getting into the detail of the practice itself,
right.
but talking to the guys after practice. It seems that it's pretty much set up. Yes, Henning's going to be the starter.
Right.
Bortles is not. And they're both embracing those roles, it seems like.
Well, they are. And I didn't get the chance to talk to Blake that perhaps you did. But I talked to Chad a little bit. And more than that, I talked to Jed Fish for a while. And it's, again, something that I'm going to write on the website in the next couple of days. But it was interesting to hear Jed talk about Chad being without ego. And what he meant by that is, sure, he has an ego in the sense that he wants to be a great player. He wants to lead this team, and he's owning the quarterback room. But he's also professional enough that he knows during that it's okay to mentor Blake Bortles. And that mix, I think, is really what makes Chad sort of the perfect guy for this job. In no way, I don't think anybody in the locker room would tell you, yeah, Chad's sitting around waiting for 2015 when Blake takes over. You know, you don't get that feeling. And I think we've talked about it, JP. There's almost a Zen-like approach to it, where you've got to put everything else out of your mind, which Gus is all about. And Chad's got to say, I'm going to concentrate on the right now. I'm going to get as good as I can. Who knows where it'll take me? But for the now, I'm going to work to get better, bearing in mind that it's okay to help Blake get better too. You've been around professional athletes. I'm not sure everybody would be as comfortable with that. I think Chad gets that, and that's a big reason why they signed him.
He's a vet and a pro for
right.
a reason.
And there's a lot of guys who are pros, but it takes something to be willing to say, you know what, I probably am holding this for a while. I mean, it's pretty obvious at some point Blake Bortles is going to start for this franchise. So Chad's got to be the guy to say, I'm going to take full advantage of it. I'm truly not going to worry about whatever comes next. That's unique. It'll be interesting to see that play out. And Chad Henning may flourish under that.
And for Chad, yeah, in 2015, Bortles might take over. But would Chad's career be done? No. He might be
sure.
playing somewhere else. And he needs this time to kind of prove
right.
to what if there's a next team down the line
that right.
he did this the right way.
And if you know anything about this league, it's that, you know, there's really no such thing as long term in that sense. It could be possible that Chad is the backup here for a while. It could be possible he's part of this program. At the same time, if he plays particularly well, it could be possible that they say, you know what, have a chance to be a starter somewhere. This is all so far in the future. It seems silly to talk about it now. But those are the things, you know, that's why I think Chad realizes after 6 or 7 years of quarterback competitions all the time, of always being in this conversation, I think he is very willing to put all that stuff aside and just say, I'm going to trust the process and let's see where the process takes me. It's a little unique. I'm not sure that storyline would hold true in every franchise. Right now, it fits for what's going on here.
John, we'll catch back up with you in a little bit. We're going to bring on Brian.
What's that sunscreen? Is it in your bag?
Somewhere over
there. All right,
there.
Good. Appreciate it.
I need a lot, too.
All right.
John Osier joining us. Say, Jaguars OTA practice opening to the public June 5th. Join the Jags for OTA practice at the Florida Blue practice fields. Gates open at 10:15 a.m. Practice from 10:50 to 12:50. Special appearances by the Roar. Player autographs after practice. Free admission, but remember to register. You have to have a ticket to get in. Jaguars.com/register. Jaguars.com live. JP Shadrick with Jaguars.com senior correspondent Brian Sexton. Another beautiful sun splash day for OTAs.
Yeah, it's Brian. A gorgeous day to get stuff done. And, you know, you probably can't see it way in the background, but clouds are building, so they want to get this in this morning before the rain fires up this afternoon. You know, it's a nice breeze out here today, too. And so it's no surprise that you're seeing a spirited workout behind us.
Well, that's the thing I wanted to ask you about. The difference, we had a question on social media earlier, the difference from last year's OTA to this one. Yeah, there was some energy last year. There might have been a little skepticism from some players. First year in, is this for real?
Right.
The difference now is that yes, this is real, and this is a legitimate thing, this energy on the field.
Well, you know, Paul Posluszny told me when I sat down with him yesterday for a feature that will air tomorrow here on Jaguars.com.
Well done. Nice
that
when, tease.
Yeah, I try. And by the way, my podcast starts later today, too, at some point. So I got an interview in there with Mercedes Lewis. I'm all about shameless self-promotion. No, but back to the question at hand, and that is that Posluszny said the first time that he listened to Gus speak, the first thought was, how long can this last? A week, a month, 2 months? I mean, how long can Gus be this way? And he said he is the exact same way today, which was yesterday, than the first time he met him. And that's the amazing part about it. So what you're seeing out there, guys really, it's not about buying in now. They totally get it. They understand the system and they know what's expected of them, which makes this go faster and seem smoother and more efficient. But more than that, they understand what Gus is building here. They know what he wants. They know what Dave is looking for in players. And all of them are trying to fit that mold. And so it's easy to see the energy because guys really like it here.
Brian Sexton is with us, Jaguars.com live from OTA practice. So you're not seeing any practice for a reason. It's not allowed to be shown by media. Glad you're with us today on Jaguars.com live. This OTA session, you know, 10 practices, yes, they're vital for this team to install offense, defense, schemes, and such. But in the grand scheme of things, the first OTA practice, overanalyzing it is probably a little much, right?
It's dangerous. I mean, because you'll see things that aren't there, or you'll imagine things. That's why we talk about athleticism, speed, hands. You can't talk about power. It's really difficult to see the big guys in this. And so you always remember also that, you know, Chad Henne goes out and completes 8 of 8 on a given day. Well, he's really practicing against air in so many respects, you know. So you can't take it too seriously. But here's why it's important. I mean, for the obvious reasons that you only get so much practice time with these guys when training camp rolls around, when the season rolls around. The latest collective bargaining agreement heavily regulated the time that coaches and players can work together. Yep. In fact, it wasn't until just a few short weeks ago that they could actually start talking about football together.
Right. That's true.
So this is that window that's open, and they have to maximize it. So from their perspective, yeah, they're getting a lot out of this. They're going in, they're breaking down the tape, they're recanting the conversations in the meeting room. They're taking a lot. We're not privy to any of that.
Right.
So our observations are just, well, they look more athletic, right? It's a little more fluid out there, because I'll tell you, I was watching the offensive line workout and drills, and to see Luke Jokel and Zane Beatles and Mike Brewster side by side by side on a pulling drill, I mean, they're fluid and they're effortless and they're athletic, and you go, wow, you know, because we remember some times where they weren't so in this offensive line scheme around here. But then again, they're running against bags, and so you kind of got to balance that out.
JP Shadrick with Brian Sexton. You know, this, you used to talk about the changes in the CBA,
yes,
making the practice changes, but do you remember 95, 96, 97?
I do.
OTA camps?
I'm not that
such?
Senior. Yes, I remember them all.
A little different, though. Yeah. Probably full pads, and Owen Coughlin.
A lot different, yeah. They could go more full pads. They back off into shells, because even Tom knew the limitations of the salary cap, and he couldn't afford to get guys hurt. But they were longer sessions. They were more physical sessions. There were times out here where they were wearing shells, you know, those spongy, soft shoulder pads, where there were guys pushing each other up and down the field. Well, okay, so it's not full contact. You tell that to the joints afterwards, you know, your wrists and your elbows and your shoulders. You can hurt yourself doing that. And they want to make sure that this is a healthy team going into camp. No needless injuries. You saw what happened in Dallas yesterday with Sean Lee.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
That's with no contact and no pads going. So accidents are going to happen. It's the way that this league works. It's the game. But you try to give yourself the best chance to be healthy.
Well, that's the, of course, the question in Dallas. Yes, is it no contact or is it no contact? That's the question,
I suppose. I didn't see the video, so I don't know. But being around this league as long as I have, I know that there are coaches that will push the definition of contact at the expense of players, which is why the NFLPA was so adamant about this long list of regulations about cameras over the practice field, about when guys can cross that line and go out and run together. It's designed to help with the overall health of professional football players. So I get that. At the same time, though, you've got to get a lot of work done.
Brian, I know a great job on the piece on Inside of Jags yesterday about the quarterbacks. I know you have something on the center battle today. Right?
Yeah. Mike Brewster is a guy that is stepping into that starting role, and there are questions about what his skill level is, what he does well, and what he needs to get better. And the Jags offensive line is really counting on him.
We'll look forward to that. We'll look forward to everything else you're doing. You had the laundry list earlier.
Laundry list. I'll hit it all before it's all said and done, bro.
Well done. Brian Sexton, senior correspondent, Jaguars.com, joining us. Let's talk about groups. put your group together for the best game day experience in the National Football League at Everbank Field. All-inclusive VIP access to the new North End Zone platform, including spa cabanas, special group ticket pricing, extensive corporate hospitality. Reserve your group experience today. Jaguars.com/groups. And everybody knows our next guest. Fred Taylor is with us. What a nice surprise to see you today. How are you?
I'm pleasant. I was going to interview you, though.
Oh, what? Well,
no, I was just going to ask, what do you think about the photo bomb?
That was very nice. Well, there might have been a full screen, so it may not have been seen. You can do it again if you want. I think this is the ultimate photo bomb.
I need some Toradol to do it again.
Let's. What's going on? It's good to see you. You hadn't been around in a little bit, right? What have you been doing?
I'm recovering from a little elective surgery.
Okay.
But nothing major, small hernia. I'm just networking, moving around. Feels good when I'm back in Jax. They got a camp going on pretty soon up here, so I was in town doing some promo stuff.
What kind of camp? What's promo?
It's sponsored by Sunny D. Basically, kids from ages 7 to 14, you know, they're able to register at fredtaylorcamp.com. And I haven't done a camp here in quite some time, maybe 8 years or so.
Wow.
So I just felt that it was a good opportunity to join with pro camps, come and try and give back to the community, and not just of time, but you know, just talk to them about life. There'll be some sessions where I'm able to speak to the kids, you know, sharing my experiences and stuff. So it should be a lot of fun.
Fred Taylor is with us, Jaguars.com live from OTA practice at the Florida Blue practice fields. I saw you visiting with Gus and Dave mm-hmm. a little earlier, but just kind of speak to the energy out here. It's the second day of OTAs. Vets are back on the field. Kind of a different feel around here the last year or so, right?
Yeah, you know what? I know the guys are excited, you know, for the most part to be back out here. I'm not sure how they feel about the heat, or at least myself out here. But usually, you know, when you're in those pads and you're back with the teammates, the camaraderie kicks in. You forget about how hot it is out here. You know, out here, you know, for one purpose, one goal. And I feel like a rookie. I don't know many other guys out here. I have to familiarize myself with a lot of the players. But some of the faces that I do know, some of the guys that I met and I learned, you know, to know a year ago, you know, it's good to see them. But speaking with Gus and Dave, just telling them what I thought about the draft, they don't need my approval, but I really do think it was a pretty good class that's coming in. Hopefully we can get back to the winning waves.
Let's get a little more into that, Fred, before we let you go. I guess you watched the draft all the way through back home and seemed pretty happy with the pick up top and what happened in the first 3-4 rounds and then the depth in the bottom rounds. You happy with the overall result of the draft?
Yeah, you know, I think we addressed our needs. But even going back to free agent prior to the draft, you know, to go and beef up that D-line some. You know, our secondary was young last year, but they played well. Young secondary that played extremely well. Now they have some guys up front that can actually get to the quarterback, take some of that pressure off them, allow them to play much better. The draft itself, you know, you can't – I'm definitely satisfied with the first pick and as well as those picks to complement him as they grow together. And I think coming in, you know, being able to start together, work together, and grow together, it just gives us an opportunity to be an explosive offense down the road. So I'm looking forward to it. I don't know what to expect, but in my mind, I've always been optimistic. So I'm looking forward to some good things.
Fred Taylor with us. I know you got a lot of things to get going and do. We appreciate you stopping by. We'll look forward to talking with you a lot more in the near future, but we'll get to that coming
to it.
Up.
Better.
Fred Definitely. Taylor joining us.
Thanks,
well
sir.
Done. Great job. Great job. Fred Taylor awesome. With us on Jaguars.com live. Let's get Mike DeRocco in here now. Let's bring him in. Come on in. Right in the middle.
Oh,
right
here
in the middle.
Oh, it's like the same.
Mike DeRocco, ESPN.com, gets to follow Fred Taylor. Congratulations.
Is there a box I can see?
There's a rhyme to the reason here, to having you in the middle.
Yeah. Can I get a box? Or, you know, but thank you. Yeah. That's much better. Mike DeRocco. That's much better.
Jaguars.com live, JP Shadrick, John Osier, Mike DeRocco from ESPN.com. Our thanks to Fred Taylor for stopping by for just a moment. We've been talking about the energy a lot today, but you know, first day and a half in now. What are your thoughts about OTAs?
Well, this is my first OTAs that I've attended, so everything's a little bit new to me, sure, since I just joined the beat in August. But, you know, you mentioned the energy, and I think you can kind of still feel it. I mean, Gus said yesterday that, you know, it's play 8 and 9 in a series where the energy is or how you are, you know, end of practice. And it looks like, you know, they're in the middle of practice right now. Seems pretty upbeat. I mean, it's a it's a great chance to get a look at, obviously, some of the receivers, the corners, and the quarterbacks. So it's been interesting. It's a learning experience for me. So,
how is this different for you, Mike? I covered Florida for a long, long time ago. I understand they're very accessible down there. So what's the difference for you covering this team, and sort of what's been your learning curve with getting to know an NFL team? Because it takes a while to learn the subtleties and the nuances of it.
Well, the biggest difference is that I'm actually here on the field and there's no sniper taking aim at me.
Right.
Which is what happened in Florida. Yeah,
he's behind the construction.
Well, then they hide him better here. No, the interesting thing for me was just the ability to develop relationships with guys, mm-hmm. with the players and the coaches was something that kind of took a little bit getting used to, because
right.
it's so regimented at Florida that you're not allowed to really spend any time with the guys. But you know, here you can talk to guys, you can, you know, BS with guys, and you just can't really do that at Florida. And you know, after 2 or 3 minutes during an interview, I would think, okay, I got to stop because they're going to wrap this up right now. But and that was kind of the hardest part for me, was to kind of just adjust to being able to take my time with an interview and get to know guys. So.
And the way that benefits the fans, obviously, is even for ESPN, for Jaguars.com, for the Times Union, I've found that it does allow the fans through you to get to know the players a little well, be a little closer to the team.
Yeah, and you know, you can get better stories from guys
right.
that way. You can you get an insight as to what they're thinking, or you know, you're able to just spend quality time with them, and that comes mm-hmm. across in the copy. Yeah, absolutely, and it's been a lot of fun getting to know some of these guys. And you know, as you guys know, there isn't a bad guy out there
right.
at all. I mean, and that's been what's really been helpful too.
And you, I'm sorry, JP, you. We talk to a lot of national guys in this forum, and they're very effusive of their praise with Dave Caldwell, Gus Bradley, Shad Khan. As a beat guy coming in, experiencing it, what has been your impression, and what are your thoughts on the direction?
Well, just from the standpoint of dealing with it as a reporter, you couldn't ask for anything better from these guys. I mean, they're open, they're accessible, they're super helpful, so that's mm-hmm. been just fantastic. And it's hard not to, you know, I probably have a little bit of a different perspective because I wasn't watching this team before, but it was, I mean, you could tell the direction the team was going under
right.
the previous regime was not good. And in just 2 years, they've managed to jettison a lot of dead weight. They've managed to increase the talent level significantly. They've managed to get the program on an upswing, and you can kind of feel the excitement around town, and it's directly related to the moves those guys have made. I mean, I don't think in the 2 years so far you can't point at any move that they've made and gone, that's a bad move, shouldn't have done that.
Wow.
Oh, sorry. On the field move.
Okay, gotcha.
On the field move. Sorry. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's just you can't help but be optimistic that this mm-hmm. franchise is on the way up, and there's no reason to think it won't be.
ESPN made a great move, too, let me tell you. Mike DiRocco from ESPN.com is with us. Quarterbacks. I know you get a lot of national folks looking at you and talking about this quarterback situation. People maybe outside of Duval County, outside of the area here, are amazed that Blake Bortles is not the starting quarterback of this team. But that's been the narrative here for months. And is it difficult to explain that?
Well, the funny thing that I find is, you know, they've been saying that, you're right, since January, that whatever quarterback, you know, we're going to sign Chad, he's going to be our starter. They said that months before the draft, weeks before the draft, days before the draft, the day of the draft, and days afterwards. And yet every time somebody said, like, Dave might talk about it in some innocuous way, it's a giant news story all over the place. You know, people don't believe that they're going to do that. They don't believe they're going to sit Bortles and let Henny start. They just think that it's a giant smoke screen. And that on day one, Bortles is going to run out there as a starter. But it's funny to me because every time someone may say something about it, mm-hmm. it's treated as big, giant national news. It's like, look, that's been going on since January. So it must be frustrating for you guys specifically, too.
And it probably takes some getting used to on your part. This is a pretty transparent organization.
Right.
I'm not saying that they share everything going on behind closed doors. But when Dave talks, he's usually pretty straightforward with it.
Right.
As a reporter, it's sometimes, I know from experience, it's sometimes tricky to say, okay, that's what's really going on. And so there's a trust level that you have to realize, okay, what they're saying is really what they're meaning. I'm sure you went through that a little bit.
Yeah, well, I mean, you have to have a dose of skepticism when you're
right.
a reporter. And generally, the method of operation is to kind of be misleading
right.
in that position. And they really haven't been. And
right.
It's been refreshing for me and certainly made my job easier and made everybody's job easier, for sure.
But you'll dig around a little bit.
Yeah, I got to do a little digging.
You and Mark Wall.
You got to do a little digging.
Mike DiRocco is with us Jaguars.com Live. We appreciate your time today. Thanks for stopping by. It's always good to visit with you.
Well, I enjoyed it, and next time I'm bringing stilts or something because this is just uncalled for.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like I did the senior blog.
Yeah, exactly. That was you were much more helpful then than you
we'll
were.
We'll blog out the short jokes a little later. I'll put those in the ozone.
Throw them on Twitter, too. I'm okay with that.
Mike, thanks
for joining us. ESPN.com, Jaguars.com Live, wrapping it up today. Johnny, you know, we heard from Brian Sexton. We heard from Fred Taylor today. We heard from DeRocco and everybody is positive about what's going on the last couple of days. And it's not to be a surprise, I guess.
That's easy to do right now. Right now, you're still very much – OTAs, even though they're not being shown, is always – there's a lot of install. And there's a lot of filter you have to have with – you're not going to look out there, and if some guy throws three straight incomplete passes, you're not running up and jumping off the bridge. You realize that there are things going on with receivers learning routes, with young players figuring out each other. So it's easy to be optimistic right now because right now everything's still fresh, new, and it still looks positive. No reason to think that won't continue. But OTAs, again, very much about install and not so much about breaking down exactly what's going on the field.
I know we didn't get in depth on receivers or some other positions today, but we will on Inside the Jaguars today. It'll be a wide receiver day. You will likely hear from Cecil Shorts III and some young ones, too. That's a narrative that's, of course, big to a lot of people. I said narrative like five times today, by the way. But
you're a big narrative guy.
Why not, you know?
I read that about you.
Win in Rome.
All right,
you know?
That's right.
Jaguars Thursday, tomorrow night, 1010 XL. Myself, Jeff Lagerman in studio. Tony Baselli will join us over the phone. It will be a new segment that will debut tomorrow night. Chris Polian will join us, a segment called Scout's Eye. He'll sit down with Jeff Lagerman and break down a couple of the free agent guys that he saw as a pro personnel guy out in free agency and how they match up the first couple of days in OTAs. You don't want to miss that tomorrow night on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
And special thanks to Mike for joining us, pulling him away from practice a little bit. That's big of him to do. Very nice.
No doubt about that. John, well done as always. For John Osier, for Fred Taylor, for Brian Sexton, for Mike DeRocco, and for everyone involved, this is JP Shadrick. Thank you for watching Jaguars.com Live.